League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the finance show of tiptv.co.uk. It is Wednesday, the 21st of September, just after 10 a.m., and I'm joined here by Mike Ingram, strategist at BGC Partners. How are you today, Mike?
I'm good, thanks, Mike. I'm good.
Right, before we get on to the financial markets, I'd just like to say my bit about Angelina Jolie. I've decided that she's already found or earmarked the person she's going to be with. He's got a lot of money, and she will probably inherit a title, which is why she's leaving the titleless Brad Pitt.
Is it you, Zach?
I don't have a title.
Are you the other man?
She's going for the Princess Grace of Monaco type thing. She's going to be so high, you won't be able to see her. She'll be wafting around Mount Everest.
Yeah, I think you're spot on there, actually. I understand that she's decided to basically be more mature and responsible and focus on the UN.
The biggest acronyms you can have, UN and NATO.
Brad and Selena Gomez, apparently.
And everything, yes, exactly. Anyway. And I think whatever she's accusing him of doing, he's always been doing it, and he always will. So there's nothing new. Right, on to the Bank of Japan. The Bank of Japan. Yes. Overnight.
Did we change subject?
That was a good lead. That was a handbrake turn.
It was.
Bank of Japan.
Yes.
It was a rather. I mean, they talked big, let's say.
Yeah.
But the result has not been particularly spectacular for the dollar yen.
Yeah, I mean, Bank of Japan just seems to lurch from one miscommunication to another, doesn't it? So about half of economists surveyed expected Bank of Japan to go further into negative rates, currently minus 0.1%. About a quarter of economists expect them to extend either the duration or the amount of QE. In the event they left rates where they were, they basically completely opened up QE, in as much as they're no longer having a target date about when they expect to reach 2% inflation, which of course is very, very wise, because they are no further, they're no closer to that than they were 2.5-3 years ago. So where they've ended up is trying to, as they do, is induce a bit of what they call yield curve control. You've had the yield curve's collapsed, it's completely flat. I mean, it's an international phenomenon. It started at the start of the year with this massive shock to markets. After the UK referendum votes, there was another sort of lurch down, and they basically want to try and push long-term yields up to make banks more profitable so that they can then on-lend into the Japanese real economy. Of course, that's not going to happen because basically, outside of how profitable Japanese banks are, corporates are already sitting on a lot of cash. There's no desire to invest any more than they already do, and so making those loans more freely available isn't going to impact the real economy at all. So, but it, for me, it's quite ironic because we, for several years now, central bankers who control short-term interest rates have been trying to basically flatten yield curves. They've almost been overly successful in that, and now they're trying to steepen them again.
Right. Okay. Well, let's have a look at the slides of the day so far. Let's see what's there in business and finance is the most popular. Bank of Japan introduces rate targets for 10-year government bonds. The new framework puts 10-year interest rates at the centre of policy, in contrast to the Bank of Japan's approach for the last 3.5 years under government. That's from the Wall Street Journal. London's prime house prices forecast to fall 9%. House prices in London's wealthiest areas are set for their biggest fall since the financial crisis, according to the estate agency Savile, and that's in the FT. It was Savile looking forward, well, they're like a turkey looking forward to Christmas there, aren't they? But is that going to really hurt the market?
Well, Savile's are at ground zero, really, aren't they? Because they're very concentrated in the London market and they're very concentrated at the top end of it. And prices at the top end, Kensington, Chelsea, etc., have been falling for, at least 18 months, possibly 2 years. It's only been accelerated by a number of the moves that actually the Bank of England and the government have themselves initiated. So we've had the mortgage market review, we've had the Bank of England asking lenders to tighten up on underwriting standards. And of course, we've had the increases in stamp duty introduced by the late and perhaps not so great George Osborne. So, it's going to be interesting to see whether or not those same parties, the government and the Bank of England, actually seek to unwind some of these measures in order to support housing, as many people feel.
The other point, I would think, this is a point I've tried to champion, where the valuations of ordinary house, the normal house prices, are based on their relation to the top of the market. So, if something if there's a 2-bedroom flat in Belgravia for £3 million, that means that a house in Huddersfield is worth £250,000. But it's not from the bottom. It's not from the bottom
up. It's pulled from the top.
From the top.
Yeah.
So if that goes down, is that going to crush everything else, or is that still a separate issue?
It remains to be seen. Based on the evidence that we've seen from the Halifax and Rightmove and Nationwide, median house prices are still rising, albeit at a slower pace than they were, 6 to 12 months ago. I mean, ultimately, the sustainability of that is going to be driven by continuous gains in employment and wage increases in the UK economy. And again, those numbers have also held up quite well. But, the hard work is just starting in terms of Brexit.
There could be a convergence, let's say.
Yeah, I think that's quite likely. And I think this, the slowdown that we've seen is more likely to continue into next year.
OK, let's move along to Nicole Elliott from the Investors Chronicle, technical analyst and private investor. Yesterday, Deutsche Bank's shares dipped again on the announcement that they were planning to convert corporate loans into securities, which they would sell to raise money. They need to raise capital. I think $14 billion is a figure that they might need to raise quite soon. The company was booted out of the Euro Stoxx 50 index last month. And going on to our next slide, we hope. Economic calendar, US MBA mortgage applications, DOE US crude oil inventories, FOMC rate decision at 7 o'clock, and then the Fed summary of economic projections. Moving along as well to Oanda clients and their open positions. They're long and strong still of gold and silver, they're both markets have bounced in the wake of the Japanese. The dollar yen is also highly favoured, although it's managed to, with the bazooka from the BOJ, it's up now 0.13 of a yen.
Hooray!
So that's
a bit of a water pistol rather than a bazooka, isn't it?
That can make all the difference. We've got, as the pound sinks lower below 130, we've got more people going into the pound, so that figure was 55% or even break even just a week or two ago. And on the other side, what euro sterling, which is actually rising, but people still doggedly short of that, as they are very short of dollar Canadian. We can go on to our trade of the day, Tip TV trade of the day, which is buy cable, buy pound dollar, 129.55, objective 130, 40 to 130, 80, stops below 129.10. So a micro trade there, very, very narrow ranges for that, but it has actually died down. The volatility, surprisingly, has actually died down there on that one. On the next market, we've got broker recommendations. This is me laughing at the brokers. I always wanted a job at one of these big investment houses, and as you can see, I would have been, even with my eyes closed, I would have been fully qualified to work there. British American Tobacco, a buy at Jefferies, although, in fact, in their case, it's actually the rise of the stock which has caught them off guard. It's soared over the last few months. £48, the old target, £58, the new target.
These defensives have done pretty well. And, of course, BATS is a direct beneficiary of weaker sterling.
Right. In their defence, I would actually say Jefferies, for me, were historically the best of a bad bunch.
Praise indeed.
Yeah, praise indeed, exactly. But the other ones where there is definite egg on face, probably a whole, I'm not quite sure how to describe it actually. A big version of egg on face. But Anglo American, probably one of the top stock rises in the FTSE this year. Old target £5.50, that's coming up from £2.20, £2.30, the lowest, where they were underweight. It's now they've got an £8.45 target and now they're equal weight. So they're shuffling.
So over a 50% increase in
Yes, exactly.
I mean, they basically. I mean, Barclays are not alone in horribly calling the whole of the resource sector, are they? Buyers all the way down, went to a sell at the bottom, stayed doggedly selling into the rally, and now they're kind of throwing in. This is almost like short covering in a way, isn't it? Going to hold. After it's rallied, some of these stocks have rallied by 2-3%.
And the same party trick at CAS Minerals, old target 130, new target 210. I mean, the people there. I mean, you must know some of these people.
Possibly.
What do they do? They wake up in the morning and say, "Oh, we've got to put out a note on something," or do they actually have any particular interest in what they're doing? Is there anything you can say on that? But perhaps not. Let's have a look at the chart.
Not without my lawyers present.
Right. I think 8.50 or so was the target there on Anglo American. It's already through that. Looks like it's going towards £10 a share, and that would be valid probably while we're above £8. I think it would be nice if the brokers at least said, I mean, it's just like now. If somebody said to me, put a note out on Anglo American, I'd say, look, looks like there's a £10 target there, and that's valid while the shares remain above £8. So you're not sitting there when they're £3 saying, oh, I'm losing money here. So just a little bit more information would be nice.
I'd be more worried if they get frustrated with staying on hold and then flip to being buyers and you just go sell it all.
Right. Mike Ingram, strategist at BGC Partners, thank you very much for opening the finance show today. It's been a pleasure. We will be back after the break.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Save big on everything you need when you shop at Menards. Spidey Electric smart home products make everyday living simply smarter. Stay connected to home while you're away with wireless outdoor security cameras. Control all your smart home products from anywhere using one easy-to-use app. View our entire selection of Spidey Electric smart home products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening this week. Save big.